You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Something
is
about
that meditation?
No, it's not meditation. I'm not meditating. I'm not trying to clear my mind.
All right, we're not going to go into that interview. We are going to welcome Bob Roach with us this morning. Let's get our phone lines open here. All right, Bob, are you able to hear me? All right.
So far.
So far, okay. Well, in the mornings, we look to bring spiritual leaders from the community on air to speak a word, maybe from the scriptures, and pray over our state and over our nation and pray over our region. And so, Bob, we've been friends a while, haven't we?
Sure have. It's been a lot of years since we've known each other and shared together. I wish we could get together more often.
Well,
it's a matter of making the time for me, but I just want to thank God for what you guys do there. And I'm ready whenever you are, if you want me to share something that I really believe is pertinent to what we're doing. And
let's do it. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay. I want to read a scripture. I'm going to be quoting from the J.B. Phillips translation of the New Testament. And I'm going to be quoting from the Apostle Paul out of the book of Hebrews. This is a day, you know, we're surrounded constantly today by voices that are constantly speaking at us, telling us to do this, telling us to do that. And yet, here's the Word of God says this, and I'm quoting from that, verses 1 to 3. He tells us that we are, Paul says, surrounded then as we are by these ranks of witnesses. And he's talking about the Old Testament witnesses, that those whose righteousness was accounted unto them. He says, let us strip off everything that hinders us, as well as the sin which dogs our feet. And let us run the race that we have to run with patience and our eyes fixed on Jesus Christ, the only source and the only goal of our faith. For he himself endured a cross that thought nothing of its shame because of the joy that he would follow, his suffering. And he is now seated at the right hand of God's throne. Think constantly of Jesus Christ enduring all that sinful men could say and against him, and you will not lose your purpose or your courage. And the last part, losing our purpose. We'll lose our purpose if we do not connect our eyes. I use that word. We want to see with the eyes of Christ. So when I was looking at this and praying about it, there's so much in my life coming to a place of, like the Apostle Paul, you look at what is today. I had a great Bible teacher, and I'm just going to quote from him, and this is the thought I'd like to leave with us. Are we going to endure to the end? Are we going to listen to the very ending words of the seven letters to the churches in the book of Revelation? We're told in here to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and on him alone. And then in Revelations in chapters 2 and 3, there's a closing, the closing of every one of those letters says the same thing. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. There's a lot of voices speaking to the church, but the voice that we need to hear is the voice of the Holy Spirit. I had a great Bible teacher by the name of Walter Buehler. I don't know if many of you ever heard of him, but he's a great Bible teacher and a great man of God. He wrote this. He used to be one of the founding teachers out of the Assembly of God and their Bible institutes way back when I first was saved in the late 60s. He said this: if you are being discipled in and by the manifest presence of Jesus Christ, it is not meant to make you just successful. It is so you can become significant in the eyes of God in leading others into the manifest presence of Jesus Christ and abide in his presence. As you live your life in the life of the true vine, Jesus Christ, and that's been hitting me, and it's been with me, living in the vine, Andrew Murray. So this morning, I want to encourage all of us that he's going to give us his abiding presence to live in, to lead us and to guide us through these perilous times. He's given Amen. Us the precious Holy Spirit. We need to keep our eyes focused on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We need to have our ears trained to listen to the voice of Holy Spirit, who will lead us and guide us into all truth. And it also says that he will bring to our remembrance everything that Jesus said. So this morning, as we begin to look at this aspect of, and this is the prayer of what we're looking at today. So when I'm living my life right now, everything has the purpose of being significant for Christ. I look at the radio station, and this morning we're going to be kicking off, and here's the scripture that I felt the Lord gave me for what we're about to launch into. And here it is. He says, now I have everything I want. This is the Apostle Paul speaking to the church, the Philippians, and he's telling them that he has everything he wants. His voice could not be silenced. His voice went out because everything he had needed came through the generosity of God's people. He says, now I have everything I want. In fact, I am rich. Yes, I am quite content. Thanks to your gifts received through Epaphroditus, your generosity is like a lovely fragrance, a sacrifice that pleases the very heart of God. My God will supply all that you need from his glorious resources in Christ Jesus. And may the glory be to our God and our Father forever and ever. Amen. And I'm going to pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you that this is another day of your mercy and grace. And as we enter into this time of the marathon here, Lord, and the time of raising the resources, I pray that just as Paul's voice could not be silenced because of the generosity of the saints and the church, I pray that the church will rise up today with a spirit of generosity and reach out and become a source of God's goodness and mercy and financial resources that will keep the voice of this radio station reaching out into our community, touching the lives of people. Satan cannot silence what you have called. He cannot stop your resources from flowing. And we, Father, ask that you'll give us an ear to hear to what the Spirit is speaking to us, to reach out and to help this radio station to continue to be the voice of Jesus Christ and the leading of the Holy Spirit, speaking into our community at every level. At every level, Father, all the way across, as far as it can go. Father, we pray for all those in authority this morning. We pray from our national leaders down to the very leaders in our community. We all are under authority. Help us, Lord, to live and abide in your presence, having an ear to hear and eyes to see. Let us become the voice of Jesus Christ. Let the gospel continue to flow continually like a glorious river into our community. We pray for people to be healed, delivered, and set free. We pray, Lord, that you will minister in our very cities, but above all, God, let our houses, our homes, be filled with the glory of God, with worship that comes forth flowing in spirit and in truth. Touch the heart of this community. And Father, we pray for everyone that ministers down there at the radio station. Every one of them, God, has been called by you, chosen by you. They're your instruments of your righteousness and holiness. Father, give us, Father, a heart that's not afraid, but to be bold, Lord. And Father, we know this. We want to thank you that you've given us the mind of Christ. Those closing words from the book of Hebrews, verse 3, think constantly of Jesus Christ, enduring all that sinful men can say against him, and us will not lose your purpose or your courage. Help us, Lord, to be bold today. For Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Bob, what a great word from the Word of God. That is absolutely perfect for the morning. Thank you so much. How is your bride?
My bride, she is doing wonderful. She keeps me going.
Well, we send our love.
Let you know, Jonathan, I had a great last year, and I'm feeling great, and God, I know, is with me, and amen. I know he's with all of you. So, yeah, things have been great, but right now, my whole focus on is how to stay, not to just seek success, but I want to do something significant, and I want to encourage you that you and what God you're doing there is not just something in a successful way. You are a sweet fragrance that flows through this community. And what all of you are doing there is significant because it brings about the message of the gospel, which is the only power of God unto salvation. You guys, I just feel so blessed this morning that you asked me to do this. Thank you so much.
Well, we are so blessed that you joined us, and you definitely had a word from the Lord that is fresh. I like fresh bread and fresh oil, and I think I know we've received both this morning, Bob, with you. For those who don't know you, Bob, just mention a little bit about the ministry you do. I think that's important that people understand that the ministry that you're involved in is very valid and it's needed.
I was with a group at St. Lucie West, where I came and ministered for many years at Calvary Worship Center. It was a great ministry going on there. But God brought about something, and it all came about through what I shared this morning, where the Lord asked me if He told me I could continue on the road of success I was there having in the midst of what God was doing and that great work. But he also showed me another road, and it was a road that he asked me to travel on. And he told me he wanted me to do something significant for him. And we moved into a pure home church, reaching out into the community through ministries in our church. Since that time, the ministry has grown.